Hey, bridge to captain.
Al.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Shatner?
I am so good, Al.
Great. It's so great to have you on the show today. I appreciate you taking the time. How are you?
I'm so well. And what about yourself?
I feel great today. I feel like $100.
That's not so good, Al.
I'll work on that. Listen, we are so excited here that you are coming to the 541 here in Eugene, Oregon. Cannot wait to see you at the Holt Center. It is May the 19th. You're rolling through, and you're going to show the movie Wrath of Khan?
Yes, I'm going to show the movie The Wrath of Khan on a big screen with a big sound. And then after the movie is over, I'll come out and try and overcome the glorious impression the movie made.
Well, so why did you pick The Wrath of Khan? I mean, there's obviously you have a wealth of movies you could have picked from. Why is Wrath of Khan the one you're taking on tour?
Well, because it has many votes as the best film, and it is a film that people have identified a lot with. It's an emotional film, and just thought it might do well, and it has. I've been out there for a few gigs, and it's working, and everybody has a good time. And then when I come out afterwards, we have a good time as well.
I'm sure it's amazing. It's one of my favorite, that's for sure, because, you know, it ties so well into the episode of the original series.
And exactly.
You still had Ricardo Montalban around to make the movie. That was awesome.
It was awesome, Al. And what you're expressing is what the audience expresses. So we hit the nerve correctly.
That's great. So I know you did this last year as well on the East Coast. And that went well?
Very well. Houses were good. People applauded. It got great word of mouth. It was wonderful.
And then you're doing this show and how many others on this run?
Well, I go out on a weekend. I mean, I think I'm doing Eugene and something else on the West Coast. So I'll just fly to Eugene and work my way down to another city and then come home. Maybe I'll do two cities on a weekend and maybe go out 3, 4, or 5 weekends.
That's going to be great. I'm sure all the fans are just going to be amazed. You know, you may or may not know, Gene Roddenberry came through here and did something similar back in 1985 here at the Holt Center.
That's where he got his name, Eugene.
and is that right?
No, I don't know. I heard Gene and Eugene, and I put it together.
He came through, and he showed a bunch of outtakes and then did a little question and answer thing as well, and he showed us a lot of outtakes from that episode of the that had the Gorn in it.
Yeah. You know, he ran into trouble with the cast doing the outtakes, because he never asked permission, and he was...
Oh.
It was quite a... I think it was Leonard who sued him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For taking the outtakes out on the road.
Yeah, in other words, using them to charge admission.
Oh, okay.
And nobody else ever got compensated.
Well, no, was anybody else invited?
Well, he was showing our face.
Yeah, but I mean, did you guys get invited? Were you even asked to come to the party?
Oh, no.
No.
I don't think any of us were invited.
Wow. Well, it'll be amazing to have you out here. I know that everyone's excited here. And I know you've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up besides this. You have a birthday coming up in March, by the way.
I do.
Happy birthday early.
Well, let's not start yet. I'm pushing back on each day. But I'll accept it when I'm there. Another birthday. One of the reasons I'm doing this is, like George Burns famously said, I can't die, I'm booked.
Yeah.
Said, I'm booked, I can't die. I don't know which is funnier.
Hey, that's a great way to roll, though. I mean, so what does a birthday party look like at Mr. Shatner's house?
Lonely figures stooped over by age.
And I doubt that.
Without a single candle.
I doubt that. I'm sure it's rather festive.
I don't know. My wife is renowned for putting on incredible parties. The best I think she ever did, there was a touring exhibit, pictures of animals, and the venue was made up of empty boxcars piled one on top of the other to make a castle. Did that ever come to Eugene?
I don't remember ever seeing that. I certainly would have remembered it, I think.
Yeah. So inside this the mountain of boxcars were these huge screens, some of which had stills, and some of them were moving.
Huh.
And my wife and I had seen it. I was a Montreal photographer, Canadian photographer, and so we went to it. We were invited, and it was incredible. So we're driving in that vicinity, and she says, I've forgotten the excuse to go into that boxcar building. And she had rented, or, you know, whatever the word is, the whole exhibit for that evening and invited a couple of hundred people.
Wow, what a great surprise birthday party. Good for her.
And I'm walking down the aisle thinking this is like us alone, and I see people coming toward me. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's somebody I know. Turned out to be 100 people.
That's great. That's a great birthday celebration. That's a great birthday story.
We've done things like that over the years.
You've done so much over the years. It's hard for me to even remember everything. I was just going through trying to brush up on everything you've done. I've forgotten you had done Rescue 911. You were on Third Rock and Tech War. And now you're getting ready to do a Big Bang Theory show. I just saw the preview for that.
I come in and say hello. Not too much. It's their last season, and they have kept asking me to be on it. I kept turning it down. I thought, what the heck, I'll come in. Since they talk about me a lot, I might.
Everybody talks about you a lot. Everybody does.
I've got a lawyer in tow.
Well, listen, we cannot wait to see you here. Best travels out here. You're going to be here at the Holt Center.
Be sure to introduce yourself to me, and I'm there.
I would love to. No, not a problem at all. It's May 19th, Rathacon, and then questions and answers. You're going to have a great time. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today, Mr. Shatner, and once again, have a great day.
Bye-bye.